what we spoke about yesterday in Perek Beis, Perek Tes, is the concept that the Achila Vishtia of the world, that means the concept that what keeps HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence most present in the world, just like Achila is what keeps, Achila is what keeps a person's neshama inside his guf. So the achila of the world is what keeps the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, and that's tefillah, because that's the avodah of karbonos. That's why karbonos are called lachmi, they're called the lechem of Hashem, so to speak, and that's why you bring them one in the morning, one in the evening, like the meals, etc. And that's what we spoke at yesterday, the concept of the achila of Ribbono Shel Olam Kav Yachol. It's actually called in the Gemara calls the fire of the Mizbech, quote, Achilas Mizbech. The Gemara says there's two things, there's Achilas Mizbech and Achilas Kohanim. That's what the Gemara calls it. It calls it Achilas Mizbech. So it's really literally like the eating. So it's providing nourishment for the Bria. Okay? Now in Perek Yud, he goes on to a very, very a concept that basically we have to take his word for it. There's no real way for us to explain what he's about to say here. Okay, so we're just going to say the words and everyone can understand it the way they do best. Okay, he says like this. So now let's just go back to the way beginning of this shar. If you remember, in the way beginning of the shar, he asked the question, which was, what's the word baruch? How are you giving a blessing to Hashem? And he answered, the word baruch means ribui b'tosefes. It means that you're adding on, that they should be able to be mashpia more. So someone comes and gives you a bracha, you should be able to have more children. So he's giving you a ribui v'tosefes, you should be able to spread out, you should be able to give more. Okay, great, you should have a ribui in your panos. So what do we want Hashem? We're giving him a ribui of something? What are we giving him more of? So the answer is yes, we are. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is limited to as much as we empower him to be present in the world. And that's the connection between Shar Beis and Shar Aleph. Right, that we're the Elohim here, we're the ones that control how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually present in the Bria. Okay, so therefore, the bracha that we give Hashem is through our tefillah. We are being Mevarach Hashem. We Baruch Atah, through our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, through our tefillah, is how we actually empower HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be more present in the world. That's the concept, it's an incredible thing. So now he goes on to say, and that's what it means, that's the Achila, the Shti. I mean, this whole buildup is one long buildup. I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've looked at the sefer before, but I never really looked at it like this, preparing for this year. And I never really connected all these pieces, like what's the beginning of Shar Beis to the end of Shar Beis, and what's the connection to Shar Aleph, and what's he doing really in the thing in the sefer. But now it's becoming very clear. This is what he's doing, and how we're empowered to bring the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina even more present into the world. So he continues in Shar Beis Perek Yud beautifully. And he says like this, V'loizu bilvad v'tevas baruch ata. And it's not just in the words baruch, shepirusha hu tosefes ribui bracha, which means tosefes ribui. Ella, shegam, listen to this, these words are, shegam b'chol teva u'teva. Every single word, mikol nusach ha'tfila, from the entire nusach of the tefila, shayach gam kin zois ha'kavana k'dosha. The kavana that you could have in every word is through this word, I'm adding to Sefes Veribui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world. Ki kol teva matzila, every word that you say in davening, oy shel eza bracha, or any word of any bracha, ki oyla lamala lamala, the word that comes out of your mouth goes up to Shemayim, al yidei mari kalin v'gadfin denatlin lay, through the wings of the creatures that are made to grab the words of tefillah and bring them up. So when a person says words of tefillah, there are special spiritual forces there to grab the words and bring them up to Shemayim. Lif'ol pe'ulasa b'shar shah ha'elyon. And now that word can accomplish something in the shar shah ha'elyon ha'miyuchad la, that's made to be affected by this word. So there are powers in the Shemayim, again, that correspond to each word of the tefillah. And when that tefillah is said properly, that unleashes a power that's connected to that word. So there could be in the bracha of Rifa'inu, there's a certain power that's related to refuah, that when you say these words, you're unleashing that hashpa. And you're making Hashem even more present in that area of refuah. For who nasa bezek ha'v'yachol shutofoy shal yotze bereshis. And by you davening with that in mind, while unleashing that power, you are actually becoming a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because think about it, Hashem created the world. Very nice, he created the world. So, but what's the point of creating the world if he's not present in the world? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he's only present in the world because of us. So it comes out that when a person davens, he's unleashing that power, and he's now making Hashem more present in the world. So now it comes out he's a shutef with Hashem. He's a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Which is, by the way the Torah explains a different Maimar Chazal, which says that somebody who's done Din Emes La'amito, a Dayan who gets to the Emes in a Din Torah, he is also Nasa Shutef La'Kadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes a partner with Hashem. How? Because the world is only continues to exist through Din Emes V'Shalom, like the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. So therefore, by bringing Din to the world, he's keeping Hashem present in the world. It's the same concept. And he is making Hashem present in the world. And this is what the Zohar says. Okay, we're going to read it in the Hebrew. When a person says words in his prayers, birds open their wings. Upiem in their mouths, the kabbalim, they accept the words of the tefillah. There's a kasuv ki of Hashemayim yolich et hakol. It's a pasuk in Koheles. So the simple meaning of the pasuk means, you know, it's like an expression. You know, the birds heard it. The birds have ears or whatever. That's such an expression. You know, like how like the birds carry the message. You say something and people hear it. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. The Zohar says no. What it means is that the birds carry the voice. It's literal. The birds carry the voice of prayer. And then bring it up to Shemayim. The lokeach Kadosh Baruch Hu oisam milin, the noto kuchabrichu inun milin, and Kadosh Baruch takes those words ubani behind olman, and he takes those words and he builds worlds with it, which is what the Zohar means. He takes those words and now with those words of tefillah unleashes a certain power into the bria that now worlds are built. The itbar boni ki kasher Shemayim achadoshim va'aretz achadosha. This is what the Zohar says. Now. This paragraph that he's about to read, I remember when we were learning this with Ramat, when we learned Shire Bays with Ramat Asiyo Solomon in Lakewood Yeshiva. So we had to share a Chabur and Nefesh HaChaim with him. So I remember he made a big doggish of this next paragraph. It's one of the few things I remember from this. I guess I was too young to understand what was going on with it. So he says like this, Hamaskil Yavin Midaitoi. And a person who's a maskil, who really understands things, will understand. He's asking a question here. He says, you know, look, there's a lot of prayer books out there, a lot of, you know, different, you know, styles of prayer. And, you know, you just do the thing which speaks to you. And it speaks to me, you know, it's good. Why did Chazal need Anshe Knesset HaGdola Shemehem Kama Nevi'im to compose the Shemona Esrei? It's very possible that if you would have asked any of us to compose the Shemoneh Esrei, we would have done the same thing, basically. Yeah, we would have asked for refuah, we would have asked for das, we would have asked for Hashem to forgive us, we would have asked for parnasa, we would ask for the Mashiach. So, okay, so it took Nevi'im to come up with this Shemoneh Esrei. Like, oh, it was a big deal. Get a couple of Rabbanim, Talmidei Chachamim, smart guys, you know, you get a board, put together the board, got some business people, and you cover all your bases. Why did we need Anshe Knesset HaGedolah with Nevi'im to compose the Shemona Esrei? And by the way, that means that 90% of the words are said, or 95% of the words are the same words for all of the Klal Yisrael. Till now, when thousands of years later, we're saying the exact same prayers. Right? Okay, you have a little word here, there, La'artzeinu, you know, you have here and there a Sfar de Mashkana, but basically it's the same thing. It's almost word for word. So he says, here's the reason. Shelo lichinam hutzachu l'tikun tchina ktana v'tfila ktsara kazu. It's not for no reason that it took me'a ve'esrim zekenim u'mehem kama nevi'im. 120 chachamim included in that group were nevi'im. Ella, why was that necessary? Because they understood with Ruach HaKodesh and through prophecy and they understood the entire galaxy of Sidra Bereishis or Pirkei Amarkava. They understood everything about the Bria. Lezois yistu v'tiknu matbea brachos v'atfilos. Be'elu hatevos dafka. They understood that you need dafka this word. Why? Because the word is going up to Shemayim, and it's got to fit in to exactly the spot in the Shoresh HaElyon that it's now going to unleash in it a force. If this word is said properly, this word can go and find its place in the Maisa Bereshis and unleash the power that it's trying to unleash. So Chazal understood that when a person's getting up to daven for Parnasa and he just says, Hashem, make me rich, it's good, but it's not really the point. Because, you know, that's nice, it's okay. But if you don't use, but the power of the word is a different power level, because what the word does is the word goes up to Shemayim and the word finds the koch in the Bria, which is made the channel, right? The pipe, which through that pipe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashras HaShechina comes into the world to mashpia wealth. And there's a key to unleash that. And this word, Chazal, only Nevi'im could figure that out. Only a prophet could figure out which word is going to fit in to unleash that power that is in the Bria that controls this Inyan. And since the whole power of the Bria is up to us to unleash it, so we better get it right. Right? We better make sure that we have the right key. Because the whole Bria is Tale in this. Right? So therefore, you need a Nevi'im to do it. In what way will each word bring out the light? Shall call teva pratis man. Asherhini treches me'oid letikun riboy ha'ilamos. This is what he says. So obviously, a person cannot daven in Hebrew. He's allowed to daven in English. But obviously, it's understood that a person that can daven in the language of the sitter, obviously, right? That's the halacha is that way. The halacha is that if a person can read, even if they can't understand, they should still read, right? Because at the end of the day, these words are significant. The words themselves have a power to them. So it's not just the it's of course the emotional part and the connection, but it's saying the words b'kavana that really can unleash this power into the Bria. Okay, so we have to continue Sharet Perek Yud tomorrow, but this is the concept he's revealing to us a little bit, the sod over here, of the power of the words. All right?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Yeah. Shkoyach. Good to see everyone. Hang in there during the vacation. We'll make it through. Okay.
This explanation about